This is Global Air Force.
We as Christians, so-called, we're so into our own rather than taking our constitution, saying, "No, it's not about we, the people; it's God, the people." When that is understood, I tell you, things change in our lives.
Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Lowe.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Today on our program, we present the third part of a series with Ravi Kundal, our visitor from India, as he's speaking at a conference at Global in the United States. What an interesting character.
Amen.
In his ministry, in his life, and adventures. So today we continue adventures with Ravi Kundal. Here's Ravi.
I was studying this Bible college in Bob Jones University, second year. In my second year, this small guy comes to me and he says, "Anna means big brother. My sister is possessed. I want you to come to deliver him. She's ought to tell him that we don't believe in demons." My friend comes running to me and he says, Ravi, don't worry. I'll show you what these things are. I've done this before." I said, I was excited. I was very excited because I'm going to learn from this guy. So he took me with me and we went to this home. To make the story short, is never short. I went home, went to this family's house. Here's this lady sitting in the corner of the house and look to us. As she was looking at me and this pastor, my pastor, she looked at me as though to consume or kill me with her eyesight. I looked at her. I was laughing at her. I was not afraid because something's going to happen, right? This guy is there. He's going to do some miracles. So I'm there. I'm looking. I'm going to see. I'm laughing at him, laughing at her, because I was excited to see what God's going to do through him. And this fellow walks into this place and says, in little further, in Jesus' name, I want the demons to come out. This lady says, in other words, come a little further. And he goes a little further. In Jesus' name, leave. He said, no, come more further. And I don't know what happened to him. He takes his Bible, puts on his head. As soon as he puts the Bible on her head, all of a sudden these demons just go down. Calm. Just become calm. And he was about, he put his Bible on the right on his head. He was going to tell me something. I saw this whole picture happening. And she turns herself towards his back and she kicks him so hard. He was in the air, put his head, his stomach hit the wall first, right beside me. His stomach hit the first and his nose second. Bang! He was out. There were 10 people, 10 to 15 people, 10 to 13 people, I think. As soon as he fell, every head turned towards me. So, it's your turn, Pastor. What you gonna do? And said, where is the toilet here? Could you show me a toilet? The bathrooms are outside the house, right? So, usually most of the bathrooms in the village are outside. So I went to this bathroom and I was like, Daddy, I went on my knees. It was the stinkiest bathroom in the world. It was bad. I was on my knees and I was saying, Daddy, you're awesome God. You're holy God. I worship you, Jesus. I believe in that God who took, Daddy, I know that you are there here. If you're there here, Jesus, I want to see that chariot come. I want that chariot to come, Jesus. Did you not call me as a prophet? I want that chariot to come. I was looking for an escape out. Where is that chariot? You see, I cannot run away, because if I run away, it's a bad name to Christianity. There is no other way, but only way is disappearing. All that I heard was knocking at my door. Pastor, are you okay? I opened the door. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm coming out. I opened the door. As soon as I opened the door, this 10, 15 people became 30 to 40 people. The word went out saying, one fellow is out, another fellow is going to be out. Come see the drama. I was then, as I was walked in, I was walking out, I hear this voice out from inside. Don't let that fellow come inside. I said, who? Don't let Pastor Ravi come inside. Everybody looked at me and said, I think she's talking about you, sir. We went in. As soon as I went inside. As soon as she saw me, all she did is took her two hands, put her in her eyes and said, I cannot see you, Pastor. I cannot see you. You look so bright. I looked at her and said, you are lying. There is no bright. No one sees me bright. I don't see me bright. You're lying to me. I can't see you, Pastor. I cannot see you. Something came upon me. I don't know what happened. I went further and said, all that I said was, in the name of Jesus, you leave. As soon as I said that, I don't know what happened. She just rolled in that room. Everybody were so scared to death. There were two exit doors, only one door and small window. They're all the 10 people, 15 people, scared to death to get out. And as soon as she woke up, she said, sir, I'm hungry. All I said was, go, someone feed this hungry girl. As soon as I said that, I ran out, stood on the rock, and everybody just tried to run away, and some were talking, and I said, guys, don't stop here. I'm here to tell you something. Today, if you do not receive Jesus as your personal Savior, if you don't receive your Jesus, this Jesus, our God, my God, who is different than any other gods, if you don't receive Jesus as your personal Savior, the demons who left her are ready to come inside you guys. Ooh. Every tongue, every knee shall bow before God. Every knee were down on their feet, on their knees, saying, Jesus, I need you. That was wrong, but I little, you know, anyways. Today, we have, usually in my organization, we have a rule saying you have to have 30 families to become a church. You cannot have two families and make a church. You have to have 30 families. That day, we have 42 families assigned to make a church. We have a church building in that same place today. The same lady who was out from that demon, she got married to a pastor. She have her husband, they minister to 4,000 to 5,000 people every Sunday in their worship service. That is a miracle by itself. All that daddy desires us to be, we become a royal family members in his kingdom rather than being a servant in other kingdom called fear. You see, daddy desires us to get out. Get out from the comfortable zone called, oh, I know only this. Guys, daddy desires us to get out of our comfortable zone and say, I am ready, Jesus. I am ready. You know, when the cool dude came to me and told me this amazing stories that's going to happen in this nation. Listen, this is what's going to happen. Daddy, that angel said, you know, daddy's going to do amazing revival in the United States. Whoa, that's good. He's going to use the older generation to raise this nation in coming days. I said, what about the new generation, Jesus? What about new generation? They will cheer this older generation people. They are the ones who will stand, who will take the torch and run. And the new generation people, they're going to walk with them. They're going to carry the water balls with them, because they, when they get weary, they are right there. They're right there. Guys, we think the new generation is going to take the cause of the Christianity. No, it is the older generation, guys. It is the older generation. It is our fathers. It is our fathers. It is our mothers. It is that very generation who have the testimony in God. Bless them as much as you can. You will be blessed. That is the real generation. That is the real Jerusalem we got to lift and pray for. It is our responsibility as youngsters. It is our responsibility as a Christian, so-called. We are supposed to be encouraging our pastors who are running before us. Revival will start with the older generation. With that older generation, we will run with them.
All he said was, when would revival come to this nation, Pastor Ravi? And I said, ma'am, you are a revival. You are a revival because you speak the word, things happen. You speak the word in the Senate, things will happen. You do this, things will happen. You are the queen in the kingdom. Guys, listen up. The older generation are waiting for us to pray for them.
So, until we meet again, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can get in touch with Dr. Jim Rome. Call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
Thank you for flying with Global Air Force.
As I stood and I looked at the sky, there I saw such a wondrous light. It reminded me of a star I had landed, and you gave me, yes, you gave me, well, you gave me peace of mind. So I fell down on my knees and I prayed that the Lord would end our evil way. And you threw your loving arms around me, and you gave me, yes, you gave me, yes, you gave me peace of mind. Peace of mind you gave me. Peace of mind you saved me. Peace of mind, oh, oh, you gave me. Yes, you gave me peace of mind. Peace of mind. mind.